It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
Yo, police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
Yo, police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. Yes, Jess Knutson, the dump button is queued up and working. It's all 10-second delay now.
Well, yeah, it's good to see you, Paul, and happy to be here, and it's good to know that that's the backup plan.
We've never had that problem with you, have we?
No, not at all. No, not at all.
I don't think it was you.
Yeah.
It was somebody else. There's a couple people I go, uh-oh, they're on the show.
Okay.
Ramp it up.
Okay.
No, it should always be ramped up. So anyway, welcome to the show, people. Our audience, our peeps, Tuesday, May 12th, 2026. We have Lake Havasu City Manager Jess Knutson in the house.
It's good to be here. Thank
it's
you, Paul.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And no stranger to you, but Allison, is it Blum?
Blum, yeah.
Allison Blum coming in towards the bottom of the hour, probably more towards 35-40, be the Havasu Youth Advisory Council. She'll have a member of HIAC with her, and she's the HIAC advisor now.
She is the HIAC advisor and doing just wonderful things with essentially it's from freshman up to senior, taking a couple of the high schoolers, and they formed the Havasu Youth Advisory Commission and our council, and they just do wonderful things. There's different events and activities and trainings that they attend. They're always doing they always have a thought for doing something back for the community and with community projects. And, yeah, Allie's done a wonderful job with HIAC.
How much power does she have?
Well, she's the one that is bringing in the high schoolers and the members of HIAC and having conversations and getting them to think a certain way in terms of like civics and
right.
Big picture and all that.
Now you're supposed to ask, why do you ask, Paul?
Oh, hey, Paul, it's funny you should mention that. Why would you say that?
Because there were three HIAC members scheduled today and two have tests, so they can't come in.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, no speak out today for two of the three, but I'll have Allie. I call her Allie, and a HIAC member.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about. There is a city council meeting tonight.
We do.
And I'm supposed to remind people too. You're listening to Speak Out, broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Right, Fine City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. It's not a real sink.
I see a sink over there.
We got to plumb it first.
Okay.
And put some water to it.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe put the water over from the water cooler.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
But it's above all that electronic equipment, so I don't think that's going to mix very well. We were talking before the show about Go Lake Havasu.
Yeah, we were talking about Go Lake Havasu a little bit before we got on air. On the agenda for tonight, there is an item that council will be considering, an amendment to the Go Lake Havasu contract. Specifically, the professional service agreement between the city and Go Lake Havasu, which sets up the here's the dollars the city gives Go Lake Havasu, and here's what the city wants in return. And part of that agreement talks about a voting board member that's selected by the city. So council is going to consider making the council liaison the voting board member for Golic Abbas, which I think is very appropriate.
When did that, I mean, was that normally the process, or when did that change? Wasn't it always supposed to be the procedure, or the process was supposed to be a council person?
You know, I was trying to reflect back on that, too, because at the same time the city council approved the agreements for the funding and professional service agreement and funding agreements for PED and Golic Abbas.
Right.
With PED, or Partnership for Economic Development, the voting board member is the council liaison, and the city manager is the ex officio.
Mm-hmm.
So you attend and give updates, and you're part of the process, but you're not a voting board member. And then it was the reverse for Golic Abbas. So the city manager was the voting board member, and then the council liaison was the ex officio board member. So we do it one way with Golic Abbas, another way with PED. So if approved by council and goes in the direction that's been discussed at the last work session and other venues, then both of those contracts be aligned in that manner.
Yeah, I had Sean scheduled for tomorrow, but obviously Sean cannot be here. He has moved on. Mm-hmm. And what's the process there of replacing Sean Buckley?
Just want to make sure that everybody understands that there's a separation between the city government and Golic Abbas. So there's an agreement between the two entities that identifies responsibilities and funding sources. But I know the executive committee at Golic Abbas and is having conversations about next steps and what that looks like and looking at that selection process. But I don't think there's been an announcement yet in terms of anything along those lines. But next step for Golic Abbas will be to identify a candidate and bring somebody in to be the next CEO of Golic Abbas.
Anybody in-house a possibility at all?
See, that's where I just don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Lots of employees, lots of operations, lots of functions that are happening at the city that consumes my time.
It's such a specialized field. That's why I ask that, you know, somebody that's already there, it would seem like you would have some sort of ascending ladder, you know, or an assistant. Right, an assistant director.
There's some great people that work at Golic Abbas over the years. Colleen in particular, that's been there for so many years that just really has that organization running on the day-to-day, the payroll and the accounting and uh-huh. administration levels. But there's some really great people that work for Golic Abbas. But it's going to take that right individual to come in that's going to be able to understand the operations and then also be able to work with the board and guide that process the best they can from the CEO's perspective on good things for Lake Havasu City.
Yeah, somebody must have some competency in there because they're still running. It's not like they shut down.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So. And we'll see what happens. I think there's some really good people within the community that would flourish in that role as well, too.
I got you.
Yeah.
In the paper today, or last couple days anyway, the intergovernmental agreement with Kingman. Mm-hmm. Kingman's having, I guess, a good backlog of court cases. And Judge Kalawi, did he come up with this solution? He's doing the presentation tonight.
Yeah, Judge Kalawi, of course, our municipal judge for Lake Havasu City, works very well with our surrounding communities, including Kingman and Bullhead. So that was a conversation that started a year plus ago about trying to, consolidate the process for like weekends and holidays. So if someone's arrested on a weekend or holiday, they got to see the judge.
Okay.
And sometimes those are maybe one or two cases, and sometimes those are 10 plus cases, depending on activity that might be taking place within our respective communities. And so the conversation started a year plus ago, and we've been doing it for the last 12 months, is that that Havasu steps up and will provide the judge for weekends and holidays for both Kingman and for Bullhead City separately. And Havasu is basically reimbursed at cost for that process. So we're not out anything. It just makes sense for one judge to hear all those cases, I guess, or all those appearances.
So most of those are video appearances anyway, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can be for sure. Yeah,
but we're only talking about weekends and holidays.
For these two agreements, it's weekends and holidays. So like during the week, Kingman's going to have their judges and their magistrate that will handle all those duties, It's just a little different on weekends and holidays where it's much more sporadic.
I think we had the magistrate in here. He's running for a Superior Court judge now, Ken Gregory.
Okay, out of Kingman?
I believe so, okay. Yeah. I know he does work out of Kingman and Bullhead.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
Yeah, because Rick Lambert is retiring.
Okay, yeah.
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 Department 7. Exactly. Everybody knows Rick Lambert, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. All right. What else is on the agenda tonight?
We have some conversations taking place. We talked about the Golic Havasu Agreement, the amendment to the agreement. We talked about the court operations. We have three items on there talking about the airport. So airport will be the theme for this evening. There's some work that's being done out there for different taxiway and improvements, removing or improving, I should say, the areas between the taxiways and the runways, and those areas where rock and dust and dirt kick up. And we've received some grant funding from FAA. It's like a 5% match the city provides for this work. So we want to get that work and continue to improve the airport and its operations. And then we will have a presentation from a contractor that was hired to do a third-party audit on all of the leases at the airport and some of the things that our airport needs to make sure that we're being consistent and transparent with all of the users at the airport.
Like hangar leases?
Hangar leases, much more so on like the FBOs or the fixed-based operators
that
are out there.
How many FBOs are out there?
There
used to be three.
In terms of like leases, I mean, in terms of like operations and what you would see if you're out there as an airport user, you'll see about three.
Seems like a lot.
But there's leases in place for about, Kelly Geary is our city attorney and she handles this, with much more detail and specificity than I can. I think we have like about six.
I got you.
And those have all been signed like over the years. They're long-term leases because if you want somebody to build an infrastructure and buildings and facilities out there, that's going to require a longer-term lease. And so like, 30-plus year leases out there. And they're written in a time that's much, much different than today, right?
So
how do we approach those and make sure that they're fair and consistent across the board for the existing leaseholders as well as future leaseholders?
It just seems like I've never heard of that many FBOs,
right?
And I've been told that by pilots before too. You land, who comes to you? One or all three?
Yeah,
as far as refueling or servicing your plane.
Yeah, so you're going to have, and there's some of the good folks out there that provide airport services. Some are going to provide it for the poor pilots, I affectionately like to call them, that have the smaller planes.
Oh, right.
And then you have the folks with the jets and that land, and they require different sets of services, that are out there as well too. And then, the fueling, and then there's the electronics, the avionics. There's, so much that goes into, that. And then you have, people out there doing business, are doing survey work and aerial work that work out of there for, purposes beyond the actual airport itself and its functions.
I was on Facebook and I saw somebody posted around the south side another water main break. I thought I saw that last night.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to ask the question.
Sure.
But you obviously don't know where they're coming from, but are there sections of the city that are being addressed first as far as infrastructure improvements?
I think water mains just throughout Lake Havasu City were a little over 400 miles.
And we're talking 50 years old now?
In some cases. Yeah. Some areas, the older sections of town, the water mains and water lines are the oldest. When the sewer project took place in Havasu, a lot of the sewer mains and laterals were replaced at that time. So in context, those are newer lines, right?
Right.
But a little over 410 miles, I think, of water mains within the city. We're at 390 miles of sewer main lines within the city. Every year we program, I think on the water side, there's $3 million a year that's set aside just for water main replacements. But there's a lot of work to do. I can say in years past, there has been not as much attention and maintenance was applied to our infrastructure in this capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So we are reacting to breaks, and if we get to a point in time with enough investment, then we are being proactive in terms of replacement. You know, you wanna replace that hot water heater in your in your home before before it bursts.
Yeah.
That's the ideal situation.
I see.
A whole lot cheaper than it is to react to a break or and the damage that's caused by that.
That's a good point. How old does a water heater get without bursting before you go, maybe I should take it out? But it ain't
maybe,
so why would you fix it?
Maybe it's good for another year,
right?
Yeah.
I just lived in a place for 6 years with the same water heater.
Okay.
I always expected it to go.
Right. Okay.
Knowing Havasu and downhill where I'm at.
Yeah, you have the pressures, the age, and those things. And that's a great point with our water mains in particular. We pump water on the west side of the community from our well sites. Every morning or overnight, we're pumping water up to the top of the hill to all the tanks within Lake Havasu City. And it's gravity that then feeds the water to our homes and to our businesses.
Right.
But to your point in terms of breaks and we are data driven in terms of looking at everything that we have within the infrastructure we need to maintain. We're doing a better job of being data driven and so we were identifying where the breaks are occurring, where the infrastructure is needed to be identified the most in certain locations. And I was just talking to a council member yesterday about the need for us to be a little more public in reporting where the breaks are, where the priorities are. You know, we do that for our stormwater master plan, where we identify the washes that we're going to improve over the next 10 years. You know, based on needs and priorities and available funding. We started doing that with our roads. We got a pavement condition index, a PCI, where we drove all 1,000 lane miles of roads within Lake Havasu City, to put a score or a grade on each of those roads. And then come budget time, we have to identify projects for roads. We're going to go to the PCI database and look at what needs attention the most. So we're going to do more of that when it comes to our water mains in particular, and sewer's part of that conversation too.
We do have a text from the KNTR Talk text line. The one I'm referring to was around Kearsage.
Mm-hmm.
This one says the break was about a week ago over by War Eagle Drive behind the golf ball church. It was like a river. I think he's talking about the domes.
Yeah, the domes over there off of Jamaica, right?
Right.
Yeah. Our crews are always working hard on trying to identify when the breaks occurred and try to get that up to speed. You're gonna have breaks in the community, and you have to be set up to fix those breaks. I talked to a lot of the city managers across the state and other areas about, how often is this occurring in your community and what are you doing to address it and so forth. But we have some really great crews that are out there doing what they can to make sure that the repairs go as quickly as possible. When a break occurs, that means there's water outages in that neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Whether it's the homes or the businesses, and there are impacts that are taking place. So they need to be addressed to best of our ability. We try to be as efficient and operationally smart about how we fix these breaks as well too. As far as call out times and overtime and things like that too, but in some cases it's just all hands on deck.
Is that something like with Donkey Acres? They went to WIFA, right? Sonny Borelli, I believe, went through WIFA, Water Infrastructure Finance Authority.
There you go.
Boom.
Yeah.
No penalty here.
Yeah.
Is that something that the city can go through WIFA as far as financing or help with, financing that? To help with that infrastructure.
Supervisor Borelli did a great job in identifying that funding source out there. I think what the county did for that area was for Donkey Acres.
It was
area.
Hydrants.
But it was, I think it was more of a grant that came in as opposed to financing.
It was a partial match, if I remember right.
Yeah, so we can go to WIFA and get financing, but it's not something that we've looked at closely because we don't, that's not where we're at right now.
I see.
In terms of the needs, but always looking for grants.
Okay.
And so forth. We just got it's been a couple months ago now, but we'll bring it to council here in the next month or two, but a grant that we got for just bringing effluent to a couple of our city parks. About a $3 million grant, if I remember correctly, 2.5 or $3 million grant just for that purpose. We've gotten grants in the past to replace water meters. So doing what we can. Even so, those things aren't directly tied to water mains. But if we are lessening the dollars we have to spend on meters or in other areas, then that frees up dollars for water mains. We get grant opportunities that pop up, whether they're from D.C., as far as an appropriation or something. A lot of those are tied to, like, water conservation, and we're always applying for water main replacement as part of that, because if we can repair leaks and get ahead of that, then there's water conservation obviously tied to all of that, right?
Right, right. Yeah. I have another text, but I need to go to break at the moment. We're going to take that text when we come back. Of course, our text line busy this morning. 928-727-5566. If you want to text speak out or text out, right?
Text out.
Okay. Text out.
Okay.
Or it's 928-854-5687. I've got, actually, Marissa has all my passes to Slider Safari. It's Friday.
Okay.
Big Slider Fest, right?
Where's Slider Safari at?
London Bridge Beach.
Okay, gotcha.
Right.
Love it.
And she's going to be on that stage with Chucky Bumps and the Crocodiles. I think she's called a Croquette or something like that.
I love it.
Or Dialette. Mm-hmm. Who knows, right? Anyway, yeah, Chucky Bumps and the Crocodiles will be there for the entertainment. They'll have a demonstration from Unisource. That thing, you know, where they show what, stay away from electricity. Don't release Mylar balloons, you know, near those lines.
Oh, like,
don't release them at all, folks. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, give Marissa a call if you'd like one VIP pass along with, she'll give you up to 4 general admission tickets.
Okay.
Right? Those are $5 each, but that VIP, or it's called preferred pass or whatever, preferred donor, is $25. That's
okay.
What it's worth.
Yeah.
And you get 3 sliders and 2 sides with that.
Oh, there you go.
So 855-9336. She's waiting for your call. 928-855-9336. They're trying to call me.
Mm-hmm.
It's called follow directions. All right, back with more in a moment, and we'll have that text when we come back. It's about water, by the way.
Okay.
All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
You got any rhythm, Jess?
I got the blues.
Yeah. No, you got any rhythm, period.
I don't got rhythm.
No? No? 2 left feet?
2 left feet for sure.
I always tell people, you know, that, come on, let's go dancing. I make people dance.
Oh, you're that guy?
I'm a drummer.
Yeah.
Used to be, anyway.
Yeah.
Speak Up brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. TWN Fiber Internet. Also, Salmon's Air Conditioning, A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com, and by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Can you believe that?
That's awesome.
That's a big hospital, man. Big, big hospital. All right, and we stream live, and our show archives are at kntrtalk.com. So when you lose that 106.7 feeling, or the signal, or 106.3 or 106.5, just get on over to kntrtalk.com and stream it, man. All right, let's go to that text at 928-727-5566. We call it the text line.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be a little popular today.
Good.
Does the city manager have any updates on water allocation negotiations? It seems we're in a dire situation, and how does water play in future growth and development? I have some thoughts on this, by the way, when you're done.
Okay, that'd be great. You know, the water is obviously a big topic, and I think it's important for, as we have that topic about water, we're breaking it into two camps or two different categories. And one is we have allocation. So the city has purchased over the years, last many years, our water allocation, which means that we are able to pump and utilize about a little over 29,000 acre feet of water per year. So that's what I would refer to as paper water. That's water rights the city has purchased and negotiated over the years, tier 4 are priority four.
29,000?
29,000 acre feet.
Equivalent of 29 football fields, 1 feet, 1 foot deep.
Yeah, that's an acre foot, right?
Yes. That's what I've been told.
It's a fun measurement, right?
It is. It really is.
And then as a city, we use about 16,000 acre feet of water per year. So we have lots of surplus allocation that we have a part of that. So that's not the problem. That's not the concern. The problem and concern is on the other side of the conversation. So that's the paper water. I'll call it the wet water. This is how I break it down, at least in my brain. It's the wet water, and that's you're seeing what's happening in Lake Powell, Lake Mead, the lack of snowpack that's happening in the western range of the Rockies, mm-hmm. up in Colorado, which is where the water comes from as it flows down through the states and obviously through Havasu. That is the concern, and you're seeing some actions are taking place from the feds and releasing. I think they released, was it 1 million acre feet?
I believe you're right.
Out to that to Mead and Powell to keep the energy flowing. We rely on Hoover Dam for water and
the dead pools,
but we also rely on that for power. And so that's the conversation that is vitally important. And we were told in months past that we're going to receive word from the feds in come like a July time frame. I've also received word or was hinted at the fact that maybe the feds might punt for 1 year and back and take a look at this again. But Bureau of Reclamation Act in D.C. Can come back and say, you know what, Havasu, you need to cut 5% of your wet water. You need to cut 10% of your wet water. And that's, again, different than our allocation, but that would be a restriction on the water use that the city as a whole, whether it's for our parks or for our residents or businesses or otherwise, would have to take a really close look at all those things.
But we're already 10 to 11,000 under, correct?
So that's why it's important to look at these in two different conversations. They're both about water.
Sure.
One is about allocation. And the other one is about the water that we actually use as a community, and what does that mean? So BR could come back and say, you know, cut that 16,000 acre feet, cut it by 10%, find a way to do that, and then it wouldn't be just for Havasu, of course. These would be restrictions that would be placed on all of the states, all of the cities in Arizona in particular.
Only a couple more minutes, and we've got to bring Allie in.
Yeah.
My thought is that the upper basin states, mm-hmm. you have Colorado, New Mexico, Utah,
mm-hmm.
they're at 90 to 95%. Some, and I know Colorado is.
Yeah.
Why can't BOR just go and say, hey, what, you guys got to share?
Right.
You know, it's one river.
So that's what we're waiting for is because right up until this point, the direction coming from BOR and from D.C. has been, okay, you states get together and figure it out.
Right. They haven't figured it out since 1932.
Yeah, so that's not happening.
Yeah.
There are some water conservation, if you follow the news out of Colorado and a little bit lately too out of Arizona about stepping up in terms of conservation. But that only works if the other states are part of that same process. If I use less water and you use more water, then we didn't solve any problem.
Right.
But I'm the one that's hurt or punished by that.
I got Jerry Honeycutt making fun of me because they got so much water up there. So.
Okay.
And let's take one more phone call and then we'll go to Allie. I know Allie's in the green room, right? Okay. Yeah. I'm talking to Marissa right now. Sorry. Really good radio, right?
Yeah. But it's very visual.
Let's go to the phone. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah. I just got one question. Is it not the federal government that has the trump card in the end here? And I'll just listen to what you have to say. Thanks.
That's exactly it. What does that mean? And we think that D.C., whether it comes from the office of the president or through one of the agencies, there will be a declaration or direction coming from D.C. that's going to say, there's going to be a restriction on water. How much does politics play a role into that? That's got to be part of the conversation, right? What's the views that President Trump might have on Colorado versus Arizona, or Nevada versus whatever? You know, so that we talk about all these things sometimes from a logical or binary perspective, but You know, either a yes or a no kind of thing, but politics will play a role in this.
He has a property in that state, though, in Las Vegas.
Okay.
You know, and there's a Trump property there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the politics in Colorado? What does that play?
It's a blue state.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
Right. Yeah. No. A good call. Good question.
All right. Jess, great hour.
Yeah,
he condensed into 40 minutes.
Great 40
barely.
Minutes.
Barely.
The last thing I'll mention on the way out the door when we bring in Hallie and our Hayek representative will be that we have a budget work session scheduled for Thursday in a couple days at 9 a.m.
So. You can stay if you want and mentor one of the Hayek students.
Time is a commodity.
Good answer.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, everybody.
You bet. Going out with some Johnny Cash. We got Allie Blum coming in next, and she is the advisor for the Havasu Youth Advisor Council. I know a couple of years ago we had Judge Kalali's daughter in here. She was phenomenal, Jess. You remember that?
I can't remember her name. She is still phenomenal. I ran into
her. She goes to BYU, right?
Yeah, yeah. Doing great things.
She's going to be a lawyer?
I think I ran her into the at a doctor's office in the lobby at the clinic. And,
okay.
She's doing great things.
That legendary football coach for BYU, I can't remember his name. I think it's LaBelle Edwards.
Okay.
Judge Kalali played on that on one of his teams.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He said, well, I was on the team. I'm not so sure I played.
<You're right.
laughs> Anyway, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
I've been to Redwood. I'd cross the ocean for a heart of gold. I've been in my mind. It's such a fine. Canvas covered load. If you're going to win a muckamack with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man.
Let's see if my guests who are younger know who this is. You know who this is, Allie?
I sure do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if Raiden knows who this is.
No clue.
Who? No clue?
No clue.
You ever heard of Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
There you go. Johnny Cash, Man in Black. All right. I've been everywhere. Kind of used to be my theme song. Not so much anymore. But anyway, welcome back to Speak Out. I'm in Paul Lavoie. Springberg Wealth Management is one of our sponsors. Also the chair, Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College. Shooter's Outpost over on Main Street by Solar Power by Esme Electric. Dorita's Place and by Legacy Rehab and Care. And don't forget to buy local, or let's see if you know this one. It's buy local, right? You listen to the show very much?
I do when...
City people are on, right?
Yeah.
You're good. That's Allie Blum, or Allison Blum, as I know her on... Are you on Facebook as Allie or Allison?
Allison,
okay.
Yeah.
And she is the Hayek Advisor, and Hayek stands for Havasu Youth Advisory Council, mm-hmm. And you brought one of your council people with you.
I sure did.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi.
That's Raiden S., we'll say, and you're a student and a senior at mm-hmm. Lake Havasu High School.
I am.
How's your year going, senior year?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah?
There's been a lot of stuff going on in the past month, though, trying to get ready for graduation.
Would you say you're making lasting memories? Because I remember my senior year pretty well.
Definitely.
Yeah? Are you guys doing a senior trip this year?
I'm not going on the one with the school, but
oh, okay.
They're doing Disneyland.
Oh, we did that. I'll play the artist who played at my Disneyland grad night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play that later. You're not even going to believe who it is. It's a one-hit wonder.
Okay. Trivia. I like it.
It's fun. 1982. Right. So tell me about Hayek.
Havasu Youth Advisory Council. It's a club dedicated to leadership, service, and youth engagement. We do a lot of volunteer work for the city and for other organizations in the city.
What are some of the projects that you've helped with this year?
We did the London Bridge Days Parade, the Veterans Day Parade. We volunteer at the community dinner, and we did the Vietnam Veterans Day event.
So when you say you did the parade or parades, what did the Havasu Youth Advisory Council members do at those parades?
We walked through with the parade.
Oh, okay. So you're a participant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or a float,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
We would walk alongside mayor, vice mayor, council members.
Take me through a typical meeting, Allie, of the Havasu Youth Advisory Council.
So we meet on the first Thursday of every month, and we actually meet in the council chambers. Prior to that, we would just meet at City Hall. And the past year, my co-advisor, Vijet Sari, Raiden's mom, we decided to try to change things up a little bit and go more of the civic engagement route and follow the policy that is in place for HIAC. So we do have a chair, a vice chair, secretary, treasurer, and historian, which Raiden holds the position of historian also.
Oh, really?
So we have been trying to make our meetings a little bit more towards like a mimicking a council meeting. So the students this year have been phenomenal in trying to be in those positions,
sure,
and learn about those positions, and it's been really great for myself to learn about it as well. So
what have you learned from those meetings, say parliamentary procedure? What is your main takeaway from all that?
I really like the structure of how it's all sorted out,
mm-hmm.
and it's like really nice to be able to see kind of like a version of what the city does.
Okay. Do you guys have an agenda for those meetings, and who writes that?
We do have an agenda. I believe Allie writes it.
I work with...
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I work with Amaya Lynn. She is our secretary for HIAC, and her and I work together to provide that agenda the day of our meetings.
There were two other students that were going to be here today also, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
But unfortunately, they had tests.
Yep, and that comes first.
Did you ace all yours already? Is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, right?
Yes.
What other activities at the high school are you involved with?
I'm in Key Club, which is the biggest club on the high school.
Is it?
It's 150 people.
Wow, I'm going to beat my chest on that one because I'm a former Kiwanian. So,
oh, nice.
That's
okay.
Great. Awesome. And then, yeah, Key Club, there's are you in leadership there too?
No, I'm not. I'm just a regular member. I had to step back in my hours just because I was working a lot more.
So do you think being in Havasu Youth Advisory Council, is that something that's going to help you later in life, say if you get into city government or maybe you run for office?
Yes, definitely.
What would you like to do once you graduate?
I'm going to be an aviation mechanic technician.
Oh, okay. Are you going to school for that?
Yeah, I'm going to Southern Utah University up
nice.
In Cedar City.
Yeah.
And I'll be working on my degree in that and getting my pilot's license.
Wow, what a coincidence. We just had a doctor on yesterday from Wormsea, mm-hmm. an orthopedic specialist, who went to SUU before he went on to a med school.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, so, yeah, I love Cedar City.
Yeah.
It's amazing, especially right now when it's 108 degrees today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What led you to take an interest in aviation?
I've always been good with my hands, working in mechanics, stuff like that. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do after I graduated, but my mom suggested to do a bit of research on the AMT field, and I liked it, and when I applied, they gave me a pretty good scholarship, so
excellent.
I accepted, and now I'm going there.
So that's is that a trade school then?
It's a college with a remote trade school on the airport.
And you'll be able to get a certification that you need to go where you want to go.
Yeah.
So they have placement too?
They do have placement.
Nice. That's a mm-hmm. you're gonna come out with very little debt and quite a bit of income, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Nice, nice. Do you plan on coming back to Havasu at all?
I don't think I'll live here because the weather's kind of hot, but I hope to own a place here.
Yeah. Okay.
Be able to come visit.
Okay. But, yeah, that's funny. He mentions the heat, right?
Yep.
Were you born and raised here?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. If they're, I guess, so you're not going for, obviously, a four-year major, right? How long will that take you to get through school?
I think about 3 years.
Do you already have the prerequisites done as far as, what is that called? When you take the college classes in high school?
Oh, the dual enrollment?
Dual enrollment, mm-hmm. Thank you. Do you already have some of that?
Yeah, for my basic classes, I've finished all of them, so I only have to do my majors and an English class when I get there.
Was that something that you could have gone a little bit closer than, say, what is that, 4 or 5 hours away?
About four.
Because mom's going to miss you.
Yeah, she will. But I kind of wanted to experience college life. Uh-huh. I could have gone closer and gone to an actual trade school, but I really wanted to experience college.
Would that have been, what, in Phoenix?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of figured they had something like that. So once you're done with school, what's the plan after that? Work at an airport?
Yeah, working at airports, working on mostly private planes, and hopefully get to travel the world and work on planes everywhere.
It seems like, well, from when, I mean, we knew what we wanted to do when we got older, but, I mean, my major was architecture, believe it or not, right? And then go into the design field and then just figure out, well, my first love was radio. So, are you doing what you wanted to do when you were in high school?
Oh, definitely not. I wanted to move to Hollywood and be an actress when I was
really?
In high school. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What?
But
okay,
unlike Brayden, I like the heat.
How did you get the acting bug?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I did it once, and I'm like, that's it. I'm good.
Yeah.
I was in the Sunshine Boys.
Yeah.
So a stage play.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not good at memorizing. I'm just not. That's why I read everything's down here, you know, on paper, notes.
Yeah.
Or on an iPad. So.
But, yeah, I love Lake Havasu, so I'm glad to be wearing
what
that
kind
now.
Of actress? Like comedy or drama?
Anything, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a big movie fan?
Oh, yes.
I know, so
yeah.
Am I.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Music and movies.
Half
yep.
of my vocabulary mm-hmm. comes from movies.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, again, we're talking to Reagan, and he is with the Havasu Youth Advisory Council. That's Allie. She's the advisor. And how long has HIAC been HIAC?
So Jerry Bracamonte, our community engagement officer for Lake Havasu City, was running it for about 12 years, and then I've taken it over the last 2 years since I came on to my position here with the city. So, yeah, about 14, 15 years probably, and it's an amazing organization. I love that mayor and vice mayor and council give me the opportunity to teach these kids all about leadership and volunteerism and engagement, youth engagement. And today, I just wanted to make a note, we are highlighting our four seniors that we have in HIAC.
Mm-hmm.
And today, Mayor and our two liaisons through council, Councilmember Michelle Lynn and Councilmember Jenny Koch, are going to be giving the four seniors certificates and their graduation cords as well. So
I need you to bring your mic up just a little bit. Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
All right. So how many members are there in HIAC? Besides the seniors?
We had about 15 at the beginning of this year. I would say we have 13 that show up.
Oh.
Every meeting.
Enough
and
for a jury trial,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But what I love about it is all of these kids that are involved in HIAC are involved in, like, what he was explaining, Key Club. They're in sports. They're in so many different organizations, and I don't want to hold them back at all. So I love that a couple of them are able to go to the Veterans Barbecue, and then at the next event, the other kids that weren't able to go to that event can go to the Slider Safari that we're having this Friday.
Are you going Friday?
Yeah.
Nice.
With Ashley Wood from River Cities United Way. She reached out, and we work with her a lot, and it's an awesome opportunity. So anything that we can do to get these kids out and volunteer and learn about the city is a great opportunity.
Yeah,
so.
All the procedure, right? How things go from an idea to an ordinance, basically,
mm-hmm.
is what we're talking about. Did you guys do anything like that? Was there an ordinance that you guys said, hey, we need this in the city. Let's do a mock council meeting on that.
Yeah, at the beginning of every year, we have a meeting, and we all come with ideas of what we should do and how we should try and help out the city. And then we all vote on those ideas and see what we want to do.
Okay. Perfect. Is there anything we missed, Allie?
No. I think we covered most of it.
He's graduating. When's graduation?
May 21st.
Oh, how exciting is
that? Yep.
Right?
We're super excited for all of the seniors.
So this is who was at my grad night in Disneyland right here. Is that crazy? Tommy Two Tone.
Oh, wow.
It's called 867-5309.
Yep.
You heard this song before?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was them, him and the Pointer Sisters, I believe, if I remember
wow.
right. Yeah, they had like Neutron Dance or some hit.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, one of their many. But yeah, he's a one-hit wonder. Crazy. Well, congratulations on your pending graduation.
Thank you.
You want to say your GPA?
3.3.
Not bad. Not. See, I thought he was going to go, you know, the weighted one, right?
Yeah.
4.9
right.
or something.
Yep. Like. You totally could have rated. Those
aren't fair.
That is my weighted.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Perfect. All right. Again, that's Raiden, and he is with HIAC, Havasu Youth Advisory Council. And Allie Blum is here as well. She's the advisor. And you get to come on next year, too.
Yeah, I look forward to this.
Stoked?
This is awesome. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Perfect. Back with more in a moment. I may have time to tell you who's on tomorrow. I'll do that when I come back. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, back on Speak Out. Good show in store tomorrow. Let's see. We should have the Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce on. And that's going to be Andrea and Brandon talking about the candidates forum. And then we'll have a candidate, Kimberly Zanin. She's running for city council, and she will be on the second half of tomorrow's show. All right, that does it for me. Karate Man up next. Yeah, Sean Hannity coming your way after news in a short break.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.